Good morning, Kelvin.
Good morning, Guy.
Well, like I was saying to us and friends just chatting, there's a big storm coming to Washington State, and apologies to people that are going to expect us to be live at 7 a.m., but it might hit the fan. The wind is coming. They recorded a gust of 103 miles an hour off the Oregon coast, and so I just said to Kelvin, I said, you know, we should do get today's show recorded early and have it in the bucket and be done with it.
It's always good to have a contingency plan.
Exactly. We just basically do a summary of the episodes of the week, and you can see them there in the show notes, which you can get to if you go to the GuyerCookReport.podbean.com. That will link directly to this content, and then you'll go, oh, I'm at the right place. And each one of those orange names that you see there, 10, 11, 12, and 13 are the days of the week that we did this week in the show. So let's talk about it.
What did we talk about on Monday?
On Monday, we talked about a couple of things related to rich pins on Pinterest. And I'm quite liking that. The process is easy as cake to do if you've got open graph tags in your posts. And, you know, your articles and your blog, like this show notes all have open graph tags, then you simply say to Pinterest on their validator, hey, we'd like to have a rich pin of this post. And that computer goes and looks at your server and says, oh, well, you've got rich pin content. You've got meta tags that support open graph. And so we can tell people what the name of the post is, what the image is for default, et cetera. And so instead of getting just a straightaway rich pin on Pinterest, we get a what's called a rich pin. And they are much, much nicer, much more engagement and all that. Then on top of that rich pin, what you want to have is a call to action. In the pin's description, you're going to get 80% more engagement. And I'm going to take and go to the show notes for Monday right there. And, oh, we've got a video. My Linux box doesn't play the video, which maybe is an omen. But go down here to this use a call to action and go to that deliberate blog post about the 9 proven ways to boost repins on Pinterest to increase sales. And it's backed up with their latest research. So something I said the other day is don't experiment with things that haven't been done before, but rather because we've got the largest recorded information in the history of the world available to us through Google or Bing or Yahoo, whatever you want to use, go and find and look for campaigns and ideas and brain food that's already been thrown in the pond and known to float. I mean, it's going to work for you. Instead of just saying, well, gee, let's make this pink. Find out first if that's the right color, okay? And the last thing we did on Monday was how to optimize your pins for Pinterest. What I mean by optimizing pins for Pinterest, do you know what percentage of Pinterest daily traffic comes from mobile devices? I didn't know this until I read it. But Pinterest claims that 80% of their traffic is on mobile. So let's say you do the... That's when your sales funnel gets broken. That's when there's going to be a disengagement immediately because the people that are using mobile devices are going to say, huh, I don't want to do this. The show notes for Monday, and there's audio there too if you want to listen to us talk about it. It's right there. Now on the next day, on SEO Tips Tuesday, it would look like this. The Guyer Cook Report's SEO Tips Tuesday show, we talked about basically a short tale of what we talked about the day before, how to set up and use mobile optimization for your SEO. And there's a checklist at Moz that we've got indexed there in the show notes, which, as I already said, you can get to the GuyerCookReport.podbean.com, and that'll click to this. And after you use that checklist, the first thing that you're going to see that they want you to check is if you've got responsive design set up and test it out, make sure the width is right and everything in the right size. And they're going to go on to say, after the size is checked, make sure your page speed is correct. If you've done every single thing you can do to optimize your speed, that's very important in terms of Google's indexing. And if they say, well, your site says it's mobile ready, but is it fast enough to be our mobile ready? If your competitor's page, and it's called Time to First Byte, TTFB, you'll see that in the notes. The speed there, if it's a little bit quicker than Kelvin's page is, guess who's going to win the battle?
Absolutely.
That's right. So when you're optimizing, getting your SEO set up for mobile, the first thing you want to look into, speed. So Wednesday, what's on our mind? Can you imagine what that must have been? That's right. On Wednesday, we talked about something totally different. As I said, Wednesday's show, many times I'll be surfing, because that's what you do when you're a web developer. You find out what's the latest and the greatest and so forth. And so one of the things I happened on that didn't fall through the cracks, as many things do that I forget to share or don't post about it, is this thing called Buy Alltop. If you go to alltop.com, you can pick from 32,000 information sources. Oops. And there is a huge collection of sources that you click on and pick and choose which one you want to have. And then you'll have your own, I guess you'd call it magazine rack.
Yeah.
And this one looks so good. I swear to God, Kelvin said, I'm going to give that a go. There you have it. If it's good enough for Kelvin, it must be pretty damn good. On B2B Thursday, we talked about demand generation ideas. Remember what I was saying? Don't do something that's just a flash in the pan. Oh, we tried this once and maybe it worked. These are tested and proven. We know these work. These are the ideas you want to employ for your demand generation. And Kelvin's process of demand generation is going to increase in the coming year. It's going to say, if you need a photographer, I'm your guy. All right.
Yeah, that's right.
That being said, if you need photographs in the UK, there you have it. Now you know somebody. And again, like, let me remind you at the GuyerCookReport.podbean.com, where you get the show notes for these. And then go down in the show notes for Thursday, scroll down a little bit. Mark DeBrand has got some great ideas on Halloween marketing. Now, I know it's early on in October. Oh, Halloween? Do we really have to? If you want to do B2B Connect and give, if you're filthy rich enough, then fine. Stay there and be happy. But this is for the people that need to grow their business. If you want to give that guy a raise that's been doing good work for you, there's just some ideas for Halloween marketing that you may well employ and build your brand. Okay? So, in order that we get this show in the bucket and we don't have a power outage, I'm going to continue on with the thank yous and the shout outs. Thanks to Fraser Ramsey, Ed Burdusters. He's busy working today. He's the guy that came up with the idea, the very first concept idea for this show to get off the ground. Originally, it was known as the Cook Report. We found out that we'll be on page 14 if we use that name. So it evolved and became the Guyer Cook Report, not Hooray Me, just a simple basis. We had to invent a word, and that's what you do in marketing to make it work better. Thanks to Eileen Smith from Basic Blog Tips for giving us the, I guess you'd call it a tip on Screencast-O-Matic. We're using that to record the show right now as we speak. And
it's one of the best tips we've had.
Exactly. And you can't have too many good tips. Now, also be sure to go to the Facebook groups and search for Friends Just Chatting. Their logo will get you there and bring you back. There's conversations. We talked about the five different types of mankind today. We talked about Scottish pine that's running rampant in the English coast. And any number of things. Very fun group. Very fun. Thanks to YouTube for giving us a channel to put our video in. If you do use video instead of just going to the audio, which is available, like I say, maybe too many times. I've already said the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com, so I won't beat that to death. But there'll be a little graphic down there at the bottom of that. And so, on that note, I'm going to stop sharing the screen. And you'll see our smiling faces this morning. The coming days, we'll be back to 7 a.m. Pacific time. I want to thank everyone that joined us in chat today, that's listening and watching the show. If you're on your way to work listening to the podcast, drive safe, keep with the queen of the ditches. And see, have I forgotten anything?
Now we mentioned the visitors in chat and the viewers.
Oh, I know what I forgot. We'll see you Monday.
Yeah.
7 a.m. And on that note, I'm going to say the three magic words. It's a wrap.